10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. And without further ado, here's your host, Sue Sawacki.
Well, Sunday, so good to me, and I hope it's good to you. Well, welcome to Aging Info Radio. I am Sue Sawacki, your host, and if you want to listen to our show live on the web, go to aginginforadio.com and scroll down on our homepage and click that Listen Live button. Well, I love summertime, and yes, sweet summertime with so much going on. And I remember years ago using iodine and baby oil to get bronze, to get that bronze look, and lemon juice to lighten our hair. And it was just what we did back then and how little we knew. And the times always keep changing, and today's summertime skincare is much different today. And actually, back in the days of ancient Rome, a tan was a complete no-no, as it was related to the servants who was working in the fields. Or if you remember, Victorian ladies and Southern belles, they never went outside without their parasols or their hats on because they were very aware of protecting their skin. Well, I think we can blame it all on style icon Coco Chanel in the 1920s. She came back from a holiday in South France with a great tan, and that is when it became fashionable to be bronzed. And the sun feels great, it looks great, but then again, you know, skin cancer is the number one fastest growing cancer, and maybe it's not as attractive as it used to be. Or maybe we're all becoming much more educated on the sun exposure and doing it moderately. Well, my guest today is a health, a beauty, and skin expert. She is the founder and CEO of Skin Authority, which is one of the fastest growing skincare companies in North America. She's also a skincare product formulator. She's been seen on MSNBC and Fox News and featured in the New York Times. And with years of wisdom when it comes to skincare, I'd like to welcome Celeste Hilling to talk about summertime skincare, toxins, and vitamin D. Welcome, Celeste, to Aging Info Radio.
Well, thank you so much, Sue. I'm so glad to be here.
I am very excited to have you on. All my guests teach me something, and I'm sure you're not exempt from what I'm going to learn here today. But sweet summertime, we all love it, especially us in the Midwest, because we do have long and cloudy winters. But just like our wardrobe, every season, or, you know, in Chicago, we really have summer and winter, but we always need a makeover. And I'm sure in summertime, our skin care routine needs to change too. What are some of the changes that we need to make?
Well, there's a couple of things. One is, you know, as you move from that climatized weather of the heat and the dehydration that comes with winter, you know, I look at it as sort of a time to sort of clear and unclutter everything. One is to look at your cabinet and look at your counter in your bathroom and say, you know, out with the old, in with the new. One of the things I look at every year is people who have those two seasons you just described will often be grabbing a beach bag that has sunscreen from last summer. So one of the things I always say is look at the expiration date, because the chemical protection in sunscreens do break down. And if you don't have, you know, a current, or if it's older than 6 months after opening, you don't have that protection in that sunscreen. So it's really important to look at those expiration dates and make sure that you're using products like sunscreen that are new and fresh, because you want that ultimate protection.
Now, you were talking just now about hydrating, too, hydrating your skin. I mean, it does get dry in the summer because it's, of course, warmer and, of course, really dry in the winter. But what are some of the best ways to hydrate your skin?
Well, the first thing is people don't often think about exfoliation during the summer because they think, you know, hey, I don't want to exfoliate too much and go out in the sun. But it's really important to get that dead, dry skin off the surface. So I always talk about doing, you know, some nice level of AHA cleanser along with maybe an AHA moisturizer that will alpha hydroxy acid. So that can be, I like glycolic in particular, particularly sugar cane based glycolic, because it's more gentle and it dissolves skin instead of peeling or flaking it off. But what's nice is if you do that at night before you go out during the day, your skin will be very silky, smooth. The other thing is you'll find that your skin will be less dry and more hydrated because all those layers that we can pinch and feel on the surface of the skin are dead. So we have about, 25 to 30 layers of dead skin on the surface of our skin at all times. So by just exfoliating away a few of those layers, we release the more moist, newer skin cells that are underneath come to the surface and you'll feel more moist. I'm a real big fan of looking at natural anti-inflammatory ingredients in moisturizers because when you look at, the wind and the sun and overexposure to the sun, many times our skin will be a little red or a little inflamed. So anti-inflammatory natural ingredients are things like aloe vera, shea butter, mango. Ingredients like that are super hydrating and they're also super calming.
I see. Boy, there's a lot to learn here, a lot to know. You said 25 to 30 layers.
We do. It really depends on your age, but, as you get up into your 50s or beyond, you may have as many as 40 layers of dead skin. And what happens, Sue, and the way that sort of accumulates is that when we're young, that we have something called cell turnover, and those cells are new skin cells are being produced every 7 to 14 days, and all the old cells are sloughing off in a beautiful little harmony concert. But as we get older, just like everything else, we talk about our metabolism slowing down. Well, the metabolic rate of skin cell production slows down as well. And so instead of new cells being produced, rising to the top, and old ones sloughing off, what ends up happening is we're very seldom producing those new skin cells. They take, 70, 90 days to rotate up to the top, and those old dead skin cells are just sitting on the surface. And as others die, they contribute to that. So if you envision sort of having a table that you wax and you continue to put layers of wax on top of it, that's sort of what we do with our skin. And we wonder why when we look in the mirror we feel dry or we feel that we no longer have that dewy, transparent look. And that's because we have these layers of dead skin.
And that's why exfoliating them or removing them helps.
That's right. And it releases those, because the cells underneath are moister, more new. And I love the idea of getting the body to do what it used to do because that's really sustainable. I'm all about products. I love them. But I also think the key is to use ingredients that help your body hydrate on its own. So that idea of speeding up that metabolic rate, think of it like working out. Whenever you're resurfacing, I call it the cardio of skin. It sort of gets everything pumping, gets everything flowing faster. You're going to have a lot more moisture to the skin, hyaluronic acid and collagen, meaning you're going to feel firmer and tighter. So that one step of resurfacing can do a lot of good for your skin and to have you have a really beautiful summer glow.
And hydrate you, which always helps.
Absolutely. Protecting and hydrating. For people that feel busy who don't want a lot of steps, there's amazing multi-purpose products today that are 3-in-1 that have moisturizer, sunscreen, and even in some cases a little light, color to help you, look good and but also really be easy. So in one step, you can hydrate, protect, and color. So there's lots. That's what BB creams are and CC creams and all these things. Now they're on DD creams. I said, let's just develop a ZZ cream and get to the end of it.
There
now.
You go. That would work. Once again, I'm here with Celeste Hilling. She is a health, beauty, and skin expert, our skincare expert and CEO of Skin Authority. Her website being skinauthority.com. And you can always reach Celeste at 866-325-SKIN for a little skin coaching. Now, Celeste, what are some of the, five worst skin mistakes that people make?
Well, I think the number one thing that people make is what we just talked about, which is not resurfacing. But beyond that, I think it's not looking at skin as an organ. Because when you really know that it's not just something you pluck, peel, laser, but you actually know that it's a living, breathing organ and it's very important to our overall immune health, that organ responds just the way all of our other internal organs do to healthy nutrition. So many times we don't think about applying topical antioxidants to our skin in the same way that we think about eating antioxidants and making sure we have fatty acids and all those great nutrients in the body. The skin needs those nutrients as well. So, for example, topical vitamin C is probably, in addition to topical vitamin D, are the two vitamin nutrients that the skin really needs and can benefit greatly from. Vitamin C has to, first of all, our body doesn't make any vitamins except vitamin D. So all other vitamins have to be gotten from outside of our body. So when you look at the fact that less than 1% of what we eat ever makes its way to the skin, because the skin's the outermost organ, that skin is often very, very malnourished for the nutrients it needs. So vitamin C is important. You've heard of diseases like scurvy that people die from if they don't have enough vitamin C. So it's critical to our immune system, but it's also a cofactor in the production of collagen. So vitamin C has to be present for collagen to be made. Mm. And we love being tight. We love being firm, and collagen is a key, you know, key factor to that tightness and firmness. So by wearing a topical vitamin C every day under your sunscreen, you not only now have a cofactor that allows you to produce collagen and get more of that firmness, but also vitamin C is one of the only things that's been shown to help support the cell's ability to absorb radiation, UVA radiation.
There you go. Sun. That'll definitely protect you from the sun. This is Aging Info Radio right here on AM 560. I'm with Celeste Hilling. She's a health, beauty, and skincare expert. And the FDA has regulated sunscreen labels. Is that a fact or a myth conception? We'll be right back here, so stay right here.
Is concern for your aging loved one preventing you from being productive at work or enjoying your vacation? You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with home care and geriatric care management services. Our caregivers can help with bathing, transportation, meal planning, and lots more to make things easier. We specialize in taking care of your family like our family. Partners in Senior Care, call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine, because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Here, the food is always fresh, the hospitality is always warm, and a helping hand is never more than a few feet away. Where is here? Lexington Square, where for 30 years, seniors have enjoyed a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Located in Elmhurst and Lombard, Lexington Square offers a full spectrum of senior living options. Active, independent seniors find lots to do and plenty of friends to do it with, while those needing assistance or memory support receive all the attention they deserve. Here, you're welcome to stay as long as you like. To schedule a visit, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. That's 630-576-4800. Lexington Square Senior Residence. You'll like it here.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. This is Susan Wacky, your host, and we are talking about summertime skincare. We're going to get to toxins and vitamin D, but let's talk about the FDA. I heard that they have regulated sunscreen labels. Celeste, is that a myth, or as I call them, myth conceptions?
That's a misconception. They actually, it's not even a misconception. They actually are regulating the type of language that can be used on sunscreen labels. So, for example, you'll begin to see, and by the way, this is sort of trickling in over the next 18 months. So you're going to see some time period here over the next year or so where you have a lot of conflicting things on the shelf as they rotate this in. But over 18 months, by the end of 18 months, everyone will have to comply. So all the vendors, all the manufacturing companies out there will have to comply with the new requirements. So what the new requirements really are is, A, you can't use the term waterproof, because there is no sunscreen that's waterproof. And it's actually challenging to show that you're water resistant. What you're going to find are encouragement to reapply every 2 hours, because the most important thing you can do is reapply sunscreen on a regular basis, because whenever you get wet or you perspire playing sports, the sunscreen itself can break down. So there's no more claims like waterproof. The other side that you'll see is with SPF. What is now very commonly known is that anything over an SPF 30 is really not exponentially more effective. So you're going to find more brands using that SPF 15 to SPF 30 range simply because at an SPF 15, You would think from the numbers, right, SPF 15 to SPF 30, you're getting double the protection.
Mm-hmm.
In reality, an SPF 15 absorbs 94.6% of the rays. An SPF 30 absorbs 97. So there isn't this huge doubling of effect. So when you go, so when you follow that thinking, if you go from a 30 to a 45, you're getting about 0.5% greater absorption. So it, there's this false sense of security people have when they're wearing an SPF 80 that they can actually stay in the sun, you know, five times as long. And the reality is that they can't. So they're moving away from that kind of language and really saying you really don't need to have something over an SPF 30. You need to reapply every 2 hours. And then the other piece is making sure that you everyone complies with the full spectrum, broad spectrum language, meaning that you have to have UVA protection and UVB protection, protection against both types of rays. And we can maybe, if you want to, we can talk a little about what UVA is, but UVA and UVB, because SPF only measures the burning rays, UVB.
Mm-hmm.
Those rays, while they don't feel good on our skin, are very short. They stop at that surface skin. And remember earlier we said that surface skin is dead. So while we don't like to burn dead skin, the reality is it's much more dangerous for those long UVA, meaning aging, UVA rays that go down to that lower live skin tissue, those 30, 40 layers down, and scramble our DNA, and in many cases can lead to unfortunate situations like cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So we really want to make sure that sunscreens are not only measuring SPF, meaning protection against UVB, but broad spectrum protecting against UVB and UVA.
That's why tanning salons claim that they're UVB rays.
That's correct. But the challenge that you have is that whether it's UVA or UVB, exposure to those rays will wear down the exterior cell's ability to fight disease or our immune system to stay bold. And, you know, one of the very interesting things about the tanning bed industry is that if you take a chart, and if you go online, I encourage users, you can go online to, you know, a lot of health organizations, including vitamindcouncil.org, and you'll see a lot of things about, you know, vitamin D and skin cancer. And in those, you'll see sort of the rates of how skin cancer has increased. And it's interesting because when you look from the 70s till now, an incredible growth in women, young women, of the rate of skin cancer, it almost parallels when tanning beds came into effect and the use of tanning beds. Almost the diagrams are so similar because we saw that spike once tanning beds began to be used. And that's why you've seen the legislation come forth about not allowing minors to go in tanning beds without their parents' approval and really making sure we're monitoring and encouraging people to live to practice safe sun and live a healthy skin lifestyle, because it is really critical to their overall health. When 3 out of 4 North Americans will experience skin cancer in their lifetime, that really is an epidemic number, and it's a number that we can have an impact on driving down if we get people more aware of the importance of wearing sunscreen and avoiding, you know, ultimate exposure to rays at lengths like tanning beds.
Mm-hmm. And I'm speaking with Celeste Hilling, and her website is skinauthority.com. Speaking of UV rays, and I know that those are the categories of light rays that we talk about, but when you live in, like, the Midwest, you think, well, you know, it's winter time, we don't need sunscreens. Let's address that question. Do we need sunscreens in the Midwest?
Absolutely. You absolutely need sunscreen everywhere because for multiple reasons. But the biggest thing we need to be aware of is those UVB rays, as we said, they're short. So guess what? When it's cloudy, those UVB rays aren't coming through as much. So we basically don't feel like we're burning. So we say, oh, gosh, we don't need sunscreen. We're not really in the sun. But those UVA, we call them the invisible long scrambling rays, they cut right through that cloud. They're not screened out by the clouds, and they're penetrating it. And one of the things we need to be aware of is that 80% of all sun exposure is non-direct exposure, meaning, for example, right now as I'm talking to you, you know, I'm sitting at a desk with glass windows all around me. Through that glass window, even if it has a UV film, I'm getting UVA rays that are coming through and streaming through. That's why when you see people with hyperpigmentation on their hands and their face, it's normally on the drive side, on the side where they drive their car, because that sun coming through the window is creating that melanin. So we really get most of our exposure through casual exposure through the windows in our home, the windows in our office, the windows in our car, So those are the kinds of things where sunscreen is really important, because we don't think about wearing sunscreen if we're going to be in our car or if we're going to be in our home. And we should, because those are that casual exposure, regardless of the time of year, to those UVA rays is one of the major contributors to the breakdown of your overall skin health.
And the UVA rays are the ones that go layers deep. Now,
that's
how many layers do they normally go?
Well, we actually, when we measure light on something called a nanometer.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at UVA rays, they're 400 to 800 nanometers long. When you look at UVB rays, they're 100 to 200.
Mm.
So you're looking at a big difference of how deep these rays can penetrate and, you know, how they can scatter in, among our cells. So that's why we have to worry about UVA. And what's interesting is we now know there's also UVC rays.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know much about them yet. So I'm waiting, hands tied, hoping that those aren't bad for us.
And then they'll have like the BBCC and the DD
exactly.
and the ZZ creams.
That's right.
And
we'll
keep going. Well, at least we're becoming much more aware of it. I really do believe that, you know, we are also learning that vitamin D is good for us. So we're going to address that a little bit later. But real quick here, I'd like to talk a little bit about toxins. I mean, some of the stuff that is on the market that you are to put on your skin is toxic. I mean, should we look out for as far as the ingredients, or what should be the number one ingredient in just about every skincare product out there?
Well, the one thing that you want to be aware of is, you know, I want to talk even simplistically. You know,
mm-hmm.
we have at this point, when we look at interviews with consumers, women and men in the U.S., the number one skin complaint that they have is that they're sensitive, that they have sensitive skin. Interestingly enough, less than 1% of our population is clinically proven sensitive. What we usually find is these people are chemically sensitive, meaning that their skin's reacting to a chemical like a fragrance or a dye. So it's really important because we are exposed to so many fragrances and dyes all day long. For example, most people put Bounce in their dryer or they put detergent in their clothing. And we don't think about it, but that clothing is attached to our body all day and skin is highly absorbent. So it absorbs all the chemicals that are in that Bounce or Tide that we wear all day on our bodies. So slowly over time, as that accumulates in our body, we begin to have these sort of allergic reactions to it. So when you put a skincare product on top of that that has fragrances, added fragrances and dyes, or artificial fragrances and dyes, we often see that people will have reactions to that. So the first thing I tell people in general is look for products that don't have added fragrance or dyes, because that will help you a lot. The other thing is to really look at things like parabens, simply because, not because necessarily you're going to die from them like you read in some articles, because we don't really have any proof that it's carcinogenic in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do see is a lot of reactions to those chemicals in things like rashes and breakouts and things that are irritating. So it's really important to look at taking those things out of the products that you use.
So we're going to continue this conversation about skincare, summertime skincare toxins, and vitamin D. And you want to also stay right here. We've got Clark Weber's Look at Life all coming up right here on Aging Info Radio on AM 560. We'll be right back.
Don't land in the wrong hands with your mortgage and create havoc in your life. If you're buying a new home or refinancing, call U.S. Lending and Finance at 630-205-5637. Trusted professionals streamline the process, finding a right fit for you. Less paperwork and more personal attention means you enter a frustration-free zone from application to decision. Don't get buried under mountains of paperwork. Simplify your life. Call U.S. Lending at 630-205-5637 or go to uslendingltd.com. You'll be glad you did.
Medicare is confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of health care. The Medicare Solutions Network can show you all your coverage options in easy-to-understand terms. We represent every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. We make the complex understandable, and we are your one-stop Medicare shop. Medicare Solutions Network, 800-807-3120. 800-807-3120. 807-3120.
Presbyterian Homes has been a leader in senior living for more than 100 years with communities in Evanston, Lake Forest, and Arlington Heights. Choose which residence fits your lifestyle. A villa, an apartment, then enjoy life. Why spend time cleaning and doing yard work when you can head for the fitness center or go to the newest lecture series? All with the confidence that quality health care is available on campus if the need arises. To learn more, visit www.presbyterianhomes.org or call them at 847-866-1641.
Hit the jackpot at the Senior Lifestyle Expo at the Drury Lane in Oak Brook Terrace. The Senior Lifestyle Expo features seminars, exhibitors, prizes, and more. Perform in a Senior Idol talent competition and share your wisdom in the writing challenge. Come to the Senior Lifestyle Expo at the Drury Lane, August 27th and 28th. For more information, call 630-293-5990. The Senior Lifestyle Expo, where you can hit the jackpot.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Suwaki.
Chicago is.
And For My Sue Says today, sponsored by Medicare Solutions Network, of all that we wear, our expression is most important. My guest today is Celeste Hilling. She is a health, beauty, and skincare expert and CEO of Skin Authority. Her website is skinauthority.com. You can also call 866-325-SKIN for My Skin Coach. Celeste will answer your questions and help you out. Now, we were talking about products. There's so many products on the market. I mean, so many crazy claims to fame. You know, wipe away belly fat with lotions and you know, get rid of double chins and all this stuff. And you wonder what is in them. We were talking about chemically sensitive lotions. But I've also heard, Celeste, that more women in the United States get breast cancer from the cosmetics and the lotions. And what do you see here?
Absolutely. When we look at breast cancer in particular, petroleum-related ingredients have been found to be high, traces of petroleum very high in women who have breast cancer. When we look back at sources of that petroleum, you find that particularly there's been studies in particular about lip balm and the use of lip balm that includes petroleum ingredients. One of the major reasons that you want to be cautious about what you use around the lip area, in particular with ingredients like petroleum, is that the lip is what's called mucous membrane. It's highly absorbent. It's like the areas right around our tear ducts in our eyes. It's meant to not only have a way to get things into the body, but also a way to excrete them as well. So it has little porous openings. So when you put petroleum-based products on your lips, that actually passes into your body and into your bloodstream. So it's really important to make sure that you're looking at the ingredients in things like lip balms and also in body lotions, because there are petroleum-related based ingredients. So you can go online and just Google petroleum-related ingredients, and you'll get lists of those. And it's good to know, just familiarize yourself with some of those and look for those ingredients when you shop, particularly lip balm. Many times it will just say petroleum or petrolatum on there. And anytime you see anything with Petro, just take that and say, okay, that's not a good ingredient for a lip balm. And that way you can really protect yourself.
Boy, there's so much to learn just about the products on the market. I mean, like I said, there's so much. This is such an industry of skincare, and even with sunscreens, I'm finding more and more there's just so many sunscreens. You think I'm overwhelmed here. What do I buy? Where do I start? What's going to work? What really? And I think you really nailed it on the head there, Celeste, was saying that you really do need to reapply it. If you're out in the sun for an extensive period of time, every couple hours, you know, save yourself and go reapply your sunscreen. I think that might be the key, or at least the beginning.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think the other thing is just being conscious. You know, one of the biggest things you can do when you look at, when you started off the show, you were talking about the Romans, you know, and the Victorian women who carried parasols. You know, they weren't far from being accurate about how to care for your skin, because when you look at going in the sun, you know, you really want to make sure that you're thinking about hours, too. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. are the strongest ray hours. So you want to think about, you know, if you're going to be out on the beach, you're going to be at a softball game, you know, to really think about covering, you know, wearing hats or being under a cover between the hours of 10 and 2, because you're going to actually, in addition to reapplying your sunscreen, you'll actually have less of that intense exposure. So that's a great way to look at it. And we forget about our eyes, you know. It's really important to look at and make sure you have UV lenses on your eye care, because you know, one of the major causes of macular degeneration, a lot of the deteriorating, you know, eye conditions that we say when we're older are driven by the wearing down of the eye from that constant UV exposure. So it's really important to remember that while you put sunscreen on your body, to cover your eyes with sunglasses as well.
Maybe we should just all get a parasol and say, you know what, we're just not going to tan anymore. I'm kind of wondering if it'll ever go back to those days with all the skin cancer and what's going on with it. I have another question for you. What about the chemicals in spray-on tans? There's a lot of the tanning salons that are doing the spray-ons. What's your view on that, Celeste?
Well, you know, I don't have as much concern about the actual chemicals that are on the skin. Mm-hmm. The challenge that you have is the inhalation of the chemicals. So, you know, what you look at is the person spraying you is wearing a mask, but you're not.
Mm-hmm.
it's really important to remember that, you know, and I think, you know, to be honest, we're going to find this at some point with you know, some of the sunscreens that are spray-on, meaning aerosol. I think that's why you see so many companies coming out now with what's called continuous spray, which is not using the aerosol component,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, there's a lot of chemicals that go into making that jet stream of air come out. So just like you see with tanning, where those spray tanning, where you're inhaling that while you're in that little room, you know, that's something where you just want to be conscious of how often you're exposed to chemicals like that.
Absolutely. Well, I'm here with Celeste Hilling, and we're going to talk about vitamin D when we get back. So stay right here on AM 560. And we're also going to hear from Clark Weber with his Look at Life, all coming up here soon. We'll be right back.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Where is here? Lexington Square in Elmhurst and Lombard, where seniors enjoy a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Active seniors find lots to do, while those needing assistance or memory support get all the attention they deserve. To learn more, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. Lexington Square. You'll like it here.
Are you skeptical or confused about reverse mortgages, or have you heard negatives? The truth is they're a powerful tool that can help eligible homeowners 62 years and older obtain a tax-free cash flow. Education and information are key. Call your highly qualified experts at U.S. Lending and Finance. Get the facts and get your questions answered. A reverse mortgage can greatly impact your lifestyle and is worth finding out about. Call U.S. Lending at 630-205-5637 or go to uslendingltd.com.
Hit the jackpot at the Senior Lifestyle Expo at the Drury Lane in Oakbrook Terrace. The Senior Lifestyle Expo features seminars, exhibitors, prizes, and more. Perform in a Senior Idol talent competition and share your wisdom in the writing challenge. Come to the Senior Lifestyle Expo at the Drury Lane, August 27th and 28th. For more information, call 630-293-5990. The Senior Lifestyle Expo, where you can hit the jackpot.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yes, my guest today is Celeste Hilling. She is a health, beauty, and skincare expert and CEO of Skin Authority. Celeste, you are a world of information. I would like to talk about vitamin D. There is, you know, I mean, this is such an important vitamin. And I know that just a short period of time every day in the sun can actually give you enough vitamin D. If I may be off here, is that a myth conception or a fact?
Well, it's a combo in that if you're healthy and depending on your age, 10 minutes in the sun a day can give you a daily dose or your daily minimum requirement of vitamin D. However, what we've learned, and we've learned so much, Sue, about this very important vitamin, what we've learned is that as we age, even if we're in the sun for those 10 minutes, our ability to manufacture vitamin D decreases. But also there are other components that can make us less able to produce vitamin D regardless of the amount of time we spend in the sun. So, for example, one of those is pigment, you know, the color of your skin. The darker your pigment is, meaning, or the more pigment you have. So, for example, from an ethnic point of view, if you look at, you know, what we call type 3, type 4 skincare types, that's a dermatological reference. But when you look at people from the Middle East, people that have Mediterranean ancestries, people that are Asian, African American, all of those skin types have a lot of pigment, which makes anyone in those ethnicities, it makes them hard. It's harder. It's like a T-shirt. It sort of prevents some of that UVB because the UVB rays hitting the skin are what make trigger the skin, because vitamin D is made in the skin, trigger the skin to make vitamin D. The other thing we find is if you're diabetic, obesity, all of those things actually inhibit vitamin D production. So it's really important to look at, you know, all of those factors, age, ethnicity, you know, health status, because all those things affect the ability to produce vitamin D. Just to give you an idea, we all kind of feel that, hey, you know, if I'm in the sun a lot, I must be sufficient. Well, 76% of pregnant women in the U.S. are severely deficient. 65% of their unborn children are severely deficient. Half, 48% of girls ages 9 to 11 are deficient. So when you look at that, you know, above 76% of Latin American, African American, and Asian cultures are. So it's no wonder that we have a billion people worldwide deficient. So it's something that we all need to pay attention to. What very few of us know is, so vitamin D is the only vitamin made in the body, but it's also a hormone. So mm-hmm. What happens is once the vitamin D is made in the skin and we process it through our kidneys and liver, it becomes a hormone. So like other hormones in the body, and we see as we age, unfortunately, right, we're always talking about hormones and what happens when we deplete them, like estrogen. When vitamin D is depleted, just like estrogen has all these impacts. For example, for skin, when we are depleted in estrogen, I call estrogen your body's moisturizer, the life's moisturizer, because it plays such a role in our vibrant moisture of our body and our skin and actually all areas of our body. Vitamin D, in the same way, as we lose that vitamin capability, we lose a lot. It impacts a lot of things, everything from our sense of peace. We find vitamin D tied very highly to anxiety, depression. So as with that hormone decreases, just like we see with menopause and in other areas, you know, you feel a little less easy, a little more anxious. So those kinds of things. So getting your D levels balanced can help with those things.
Now, is that also true for men as well as women? Because I know the percentages you talked about were all female related, but how does it affect men?
Yes, absolutely. So men who are in those categories of those, you know, ethnicities, men who are overweight, men who might have diabetes, all of these things affect men in the same way. One of the things we find with women potentially with vitamin D levels is that often when we look at childbearing and we also look at the complications of multiple hormones being depleted, like estrogen and vitamin D, whereas in men you don't have that estrogen depletion in the same way. So I think that's also why we see some numbers. But absolutely, men are deficient in very high levels, just not to the extreme that women are, but again, 50% of men, so it's still a large number. So we want to really all really be tested. You can be tested. It's a blood test that can be administered by your physician upon request. The other is if you don't have health insurance or you don't have access to a physician, you can go online to vitamindcouncil.org, and you can order an at-home vitamin D test. It's very simple to administer. You basically prick your finger. You just put your little blood sample on a piece of paper. You mail it back in, and within 9 to 10 days, they mail you the results so you know where you are and you know what you need to do to get in better shape. And it's really worthwhile to know that factor.
Yeah, the vitamin D is really coming to the forefront. They're really realizing, I mean, what you just said today with it, you know, turning into a hormone in your body. I mean, they're realizing the value of it because, like you said, it is one of the only vitamins that we actually make.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing is that what we don't understand many times is that because this is a fundamental building block, vitamin D is a fundamental building block of our immune system, it leaves us, when that building block is missing, it leaves us with a susceptibility. And we find that vitamin D deficiency today, through global tests around the world, is an indicator in all cancers, cardiovascular disease,
important vitamin. Yeah. Well, Celeste, I'm going to ask you really quick before we run out of time, and thank you for being on Aging Info Radio today. Give us real quick your words of wisdom.
Live a skin-healthy lifestyle and practice safe sun every day.
Thank you so much. And once again, her website is skinauthority.com. And you want to stay right here. We've got Clark Weber coming up with his look at life. This is Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back.
I am Jordan Kagan from Kagan & Company in Northbrook. My father founded Smart Jewelers, the watch store, owned it for 50 years, most years on Devon before retiring. There was a void where people could safely turn to comfortably consider selling their valuables and collectibles.
At Kagan & Company, they buy sterling silver flatware and tea sets, anything gold, sterling silver, and platinum in any condition, including jewelry and coins, luxury watches, especially brands like Rolex, Patek Philippe, Cartier, Omega, Breitling, and Tag Heuer. Do you have any of these items that haven't seen the light in 3 years? They've helped hundreds, often turning what began as a stressful or overwhelming situation into a happy ending. Kagan & Company provides you a free evaluation in the comfort of your own home, office, or even your bank vault. You're invited to give them the chance to make you their next satisfied client. Call them at 847-897-5781 with questions or to arrange for an evaluation. That's 847-897-5781. Kagan & Company thanks you in advance for your trust.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
I have an important business trip coming up. I used to worry about Mom every time I went. I'm proud of her independence, but I worry about her safety and well-being when I'm not around. Not anymore. I called Partners in Senior Care. Their team of compassionate geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Call Partners in Senior Care. They can help you too. 847-548-1330. 847-548-1330. or visit them on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio with Clark Weber's Look at Life.
This is Clark Weber. Lest you think I'm anti-pet. The Webbers had a toy poodle for 13 years, and Cozy was certainly a loved member of our family. However, a recent story by the Canadian Medical Association says that pets traveling in an airplane cabin with passengers are a threat to people with pet allergies. Meanwhile, the airlines, who've now charged for blankets and pillows, have discovered another revenue producer, charging $50 to $75 each way for Rover to ride in the cabin of the plane. Approximately 1 in 10 people suffers from pet allergies, and almost all of us are bothered by a barking and whining animal, so it's becoming a big problem. Another question arises, if the animal becomes ill, does the flight crew have to divert to the nearest airport and seek medical help? Or, in the event of decompression, who gets the oxygen mask? I'm Clark Weber with another look at life. This is something you should know. When people discover that my wife Joan and I have lived at the Presbyterian Retirement Community in Evanston for 3 years, one of the first things they ask is, well, how do you like it? Well, both Joan and I love it. There's the freedom of not having to deal with the upkeep of the house. You know, no snow to shovel, no lawn to mow. The freedom of knowing that our health care needs are met with on-campus medical care. That counts for a lot. So may I suggest you call the Presbyterian Homes and schedule a tour at their Evanston, Arlington Heights, or Lake Forest campuses. The Presbyterian Homes, a leader in quality senior living for more than 100 years. Now, is it really that good? I should know. I live there. Call them at 847-866-1641. That's 847-866-1641. Or visit their website at presbyterianhomes.org. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you for your look at life, Clark Weber. I think Daisy and I will just keep traveling by car. And as my guest brought out today, really take care of your sun or your skin in the sun, or do it the Aussie way. They say slip, slap, slop, slip on a shirt, slap on a hat, and slop on some sunscreen. Just take care of it, especially, actually year-round, anytime you're in the sun. And for hormone therapy, fitness, and nutrition, Body Logic MD is your answer. Balance your hormones and impact your health in so many ways. Go to Body Logic MD for a location and doctor near you. When visiting their website, read the women and men success stories, because there's nothing better and patient testimonials, all at BodyLogicMD.com. Let's see. My paws pooch this week is Pablo. He is a four-month-old black male Labrador. Go to AgingInfoRadio.com, click on the paws logo. And, of course, Pablo is waiting with his paws crossed. And yes, Daisy May, he is an awesome-looking black lab puppy. And save the date of July 18th for the annual Paws Beach Party fundraiser. A splish, splash, what a blast. Bring your pet and boogie on North Avenue Beach at Castaways. And if you have missed any of our show today or any of our past shows, they're all on podcast, all at AgingInfoRadio.com. And if you need a resource in the aging, elder care, senior, or boomer industry, call Aging Info Radio at 866-560-3965 or email us at info@agingInfoRadio.com. And my guest today, Celeste Hilling, I can't thank her enough. You can call her at 866-325-SKIN for your skincare coach, or go to skinauthority.com. And thank you for listening. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
God bless the USA.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.